We got a lot of homeowners phoning Rosie on the house here this morning. Romy, where are we going to go, buddy? You've got control of the board. Who's next?
That would be Tricia in Tucson, back on drywall. Welcome to the program.
Hi. You know, I have the walls in my house are curved, and it's 10 years old, the house.
Okay.
And I'm down in Tucson. And the sheetrock on one of them came apart where the seam was.
Okay.
So I had that repaired. And that was a couple of months ago. And now it's happening on a different wall. And I'm wondering what causes that.
And it is this. It is the what we call the butt seam in between two pieces of sheetrock on the curved part of the wall?
Yes.
Well, it probably nothing serious. The fact that it's 10 years old and you're just now seeing a little bit of it, the repair that was just recently done, no indication that it's moving or recreating itself, right?
No, I haven't seen that, but then I didn't really look at it, but I guess I should.
Yeah, take a good look at it. But I would get the same drywaller that fixed the last one and fix this one, and you're probably going to be fine. I would not think that there'd be any endemic problem there.
When it's vertical without it spider cracking or going through, I mean, it was either a metal or a plastic trim, and it's splitting along that. It's very unlikely that's any kind of settling.
Yeah.
Let's see. We're going to Gilbert now and bring Richard in the conversation. He wants to decide if he should keep his air conditioning or throw it away.
Okay. All right. Good morning.
How are you doing?
Very good.
Okay. What I've got is a 19-year-old Train furnace and a 10-year-old York condenser.
Okay.
And it's been getting pieced together, at least it did last year, from a home warranty AC company, which took 3 days to get there last summer.
Okay.
And it just quit again this morning.
Oh, man.
So now I'm wondering, do I need to keep going the home warranty route, or should I just be talking to somebody about replacing the whole thing?
No, the fact that you're dealing with two mismatched pieces of equipment, one 10 years old, one almost 20 years old, you're going to reap such big rewards in indoor living comfort, reduced energy consumption, more comfortable environment inside the house. You really need, what part of the valley was he in?
Gilbert.
He was in Gilbert. You really need to call one of the air conditioning contractors on the Rosie on the House network. Give Rias a call. Give Integrity Air Conditioning a call. Have them get out there, do a full analysis on the integrity of the ductwork, the size of the house, and you're going to be tickled to death with the new unit. You really are. Now, all of you that are considering this same thing, know this. You can go to rosieonthehouse.com, and there is a shopper's guide on how to shop new air conditioning units. If your air conditioning contractor that's quoting you new equipment is quoting you over the phone, asking you what size is your equipment, and they're quoting you the same size equipment, or they show up at the house and the estimator looks at the equipment and says, you have a 3.5 ton, I'm going to quote you a 3.5 ton. Listen, almost every house below the Mogollon Rim has too much air conditioning. It's what we did for decades. And you have to have your air conditioning contractor run what we call a manual J calculation. And if they're not doing that, they're not doing you the service you deserve. As a matter of fact, many air conditioning contractors today will actually run a full whole house energy audit as a part of their estimating and design service. That's really where the industry needs to go.
I think we can fit Gus into the call before top of the hour news break. Welcome to the program, Gus.
Thank you. I've got a simple question here, or maybe it's not so simple, but anyways, I've got two patio lights in the front of the house by the side of the garage door, and I have a flag. Being a retired veteran, I know a flag has to be lit at night, so I'm thinking that could I hook up a light, like a spotlight, to one of the patio lights there, electrically-wise? You know, is that possible?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Where are you in the valley?
Santan Valley.
Santan Valley? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, we're going to take your name and number, and because you want to light a United States of America flag, Rosie on the House is going to pay for our certified electrician to come out and do that work for you. Sweet Jennifer, go ahead and get his name and number, and we'll send mighty electrician out there and get it spotlighted for his flag.
And they'll actually be in studio with us next Saturday on
that's
our
right.
Topic of the Hour.
That's right.
We've got Day with a Plumber coming up here after Top of the Hour. Chris Stanfield sitting right here, and Woods Plumbing is en route. So we'll be talking plumbing next hour, next Saturday, 10 o'clock hours, all electricians. So we'll ask that, too. What kind of lighting options do they have? Is there fixtures, or is that something that
put it on a dawn,
they need to run another
dusk to dawn,
light
so
for?
It's, you know, so it's completely automatic. It gets lit every single night.
We're going to dedicate a whole section to flag lighting.
There you go.
That's a great question.
There you go. Y'all stay tuned. Again, we'll be starting the third hour of Rosie on the House this Saturday morning. We'll have plumbers in here in studio, Chris Stanfield from Benjamin Franklin Plumbing and Bill Woods from Woods Plumbing in Tucson. They'll be answering any and all of your questions about plumbing because, as all of you know, there's two trades I hardly know at all. That's electrical and plumbing. You got to be a contortionist and you have to be a millionaire because you have to buy so many different sizes, those little bitty washers and pipes.
Anyone on hold, off topic, don't hang up. We'll answer your question here during the break.
What low flow toilet really works? We'll solve that next hour. We'll be solving the question of the universe.
And you know, a couple questions that came in off the email newsletter was instant water heaters. So we'll cover that as well.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.